Today, our guests at Sanders School of Fear wake up exhausted. Some don't even wake, and instead shift from their position on the windowsill. The shadows next to them retreat as the sun rises, but so does the resident. Welcome back to Sanders School of Fear. A perfectly normal morning.
I never knew how amazing having your own room could be.
Really? This is your first time?
When you're a poor twin and an even poorer college student, you learn to suck it up and deal with your brother's constant annoying presence by your side.
You have a twin? That's so cool! What's his name? Jeepers! What's that?
Good morning to you too, Waking Ugly.
Not very original.
Whatever. Who's hungry?
I sure am. So, where's the main hall?
I don't know. I wasn't paying attention last night. I was more focused on keeping that vampire away from my precious neck. Hello, Mr. Loudspeaker? Can you tell us where to go? Hello? Wait, Logan, where are you going? Wait for us! Now, I don't mean to cast aspersions on your leadership or anything, but are you sure you know where we're going?
Naturally.
Naturally. This appears to be a supply closet.
A very nice supply closet. Thanks for showing us, Logan.
He's built this thing like a maze. Probably to keep us trapped here.
What was that last part?
Hey, does anyone else hear that?
Ugh, what's that smell?
I'm surprised you're not jumping to the vampire conclusion again.
Vampires don't smell, Logan.
Why not? A common belief is that they can't cross running water. I think a shower counts as that.
Vampires are simply too sexy to stink.
What? You really are in- Hey!
Sorry, but also not really. Into the supply closet we go!
Why did you-
Shh!
Holy Mother of Broadway, what the hell was that?
Keep your voice down.
Oh God, even Logan's scared. We're going to die. We're going to die. I'm going to die in a supply closet in a creepy mansion in the middle of nowhere. And here comes a sexy vampire to finish us off. Great, great.
Shut up.
No, 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 no.
Die. I'm going to die.
Take this.
Ow.
Oh, thank goodness!
I've never seen a teacher in my life.
I apologize.
Man,
that's
I just kiss you right now.
Yeah, you got hurt.
This is the happiest I've ever
simply
been.
Saying that,
I wish I could
way
marry
prefer
this
you
moment.
Getting hit with a bottle of
anyone want to get
whatever
married?
That is,
just
rather
me?
Than the
what about you, Lo? You seem
not
like
to say that my life is worth more than yours. It's not. Well,
want
to
change that?
Gentlemen, follow me, please.
No way, Jose. This is the safest spot in this place.
If that is what you choose to believe, then you can stay. Anyone who wants breakfast, please follow me.
See ya, Roman!
Breakfast is the most important meal of the day.
Being alive is also pretty important. Arguably the most important. Dang nabbit. Okay, Roman. This is fine. You can just stay here. Everyone else will get eaten. It's not your problem. Wait for me!
This is... really good.
Agreed.
A breakfast fit for a king.
Thank you for the kind words.
Not like you, Cockster.
Well, what's the plan for today?
I assume you'll start coaching us in our fears.
Not today, I'm afraid. Today, you'll all be attending your first of several mandatory therapy sessions. His name is Dr. Emile Piccani. He received his qualification from Stanford University and has been offering his services for almost a decade.
This is the first reasonable thing I've heard the past 2 days.
From today onwards, you will have one session a week, occasionally more as either you or I deem fit. This is an essential part of the course. Understood?
Yes. Crystal yep. clear.
Virgil.
Whatever.
Should someone check on them?
They'll be back.
How can you be so sure?
I had the curtains opened in the halls.
The curtains are open in here, too.
You'll notice that the light does not reach the table. That is one of the reasons I had the dining room be the biggest room in this place.
Vampire.
Cut it out! So, Verge. Can I call you Verge?
Sure.
Great! Anyway, I realize I don't know much about you. How old are you?
I don't know.
At least 20, I believe.
Vamp alert.
Oh, okay. Where are you from?
Don't remember.
V-A-M-P-I-R-E.
Well, I'm 22. Florida born and raised. Though I guess we all are, probably.
Falsehood. I was born in Seattle.
Damn, how much do you have to hate your city to move quite literally the opposite side of the country?
There were more teaching opportunities here.
Really? You're sure about that? You're sure that nowhere but Florida needed teachers?
That is not relevant.
No, go on, Monsieur Richie Rich. Enlighten us.
Roman, your therapy session starts in 5 minutes. You best be going.
Ugh, where is it?
Oh, I'll lead you.
Well, while they're gone, we should...
I'm going to investigate.
Oh, okay. And Verge! Oh, they're gone too.
Hello? Mr. Sanders dropped me off here. I'm apparently supposed to get therapy today. Hello? Well, at least this place is much nicer than the rest of the mansion. Oh! Is that a Steven Universe poster? And Nightmare Before Christmas? These are gorgeous. Mr. Sanders is rich, right? He probably won't care if I take a few room decorations for myself. It's not like they're leaving his house, either. There we are. Wait, how am I supposed to carry this back to my room without getting caught? I don't even know where I am. Ugh, good one, Roman. If Remus were here, I could send him out as a distraction. He loves being distracting. Who needs that idiot anyway? I can figure this out. Maybe I could throw it out a window and then ask to take a walk outside and take it back to my room. Excellent. Good thinking, Roman.
Sorry to keep you waiting. Roman, what are you doing?
The second day at Sanders School of Fear is a peculiar one. A cartoon enthusiast meets a Disney fanatic. The headmaster stalks the halls, moving so slow you'd think he was soaking up the sunlight hitting his perfectly normal skin. The ever-elusive Virgil is, well, elusive. Patton finishes off his breakfast, alone at a table meant for 20 in a hall big enough to host a party. Now you may be wondering where the secretive Logan ran off to. It's hard to say, the hallways seem to be constantly shifting in this place. In his mind, he's walking back towards the supply closet they were found in. He's got quite the memory, so he couldn't possibly get lost. He's also got determination and science backing him up, though I don't know what good that will do. I say that not to insult the scientific community, as I'm sure they are all wonderful people, but as a mere observation. There's something sinister that science can't see. Lurking, waiting, watching. If Logan were to just look behind him, well, he wouldn't see anything. Nothing that science can prove anyway. At least he has his therapy session later today. Santa's School of Fear looks after its students. It says so in the guidelines. Thank you for taking the time out of your day to give our podcast a shot. If you'd like to continue listening, follow us on our Tumblr at Sanders Story, join our Discord, or follow us on Spotify. All our links can be found on our Tumblr. If you'd like to create art or fics or theories or literally anything, please tag us or use the hashtag SSOF so we can check it out. This episode was written by Mech, aka me, and you can find me on Tumblr at Not A Feeling. Our talented voice actors for this series are as follows. Mads at Irrelevant But Sanders as Logan, Cora at Lakes and Quarries as Padden, Ghost at Ash and Sanity as Roman, Lucy at Lucille-le-Octonster as Virgil, and Alex at Sanziaba 42 as Mr. Sanders, otherwise known as Deceit. In non-podcast related news, I'm an ambassador for Pride Palace, which you can find at pridepalace.lgbt. If you'd like to get some LGBTQ+ flags, pins, phone cases, shirts, hoodies, or patches, use the coupon code MICAH, that's MICAH in all caps, at checkout for 15% off. That's pridepalace.lgbt with the coupon code MICAH, MICAH. Currently, I'm the only one writing, editing, casting, sound engineering, and any other behind-the-scenes work, so if you'd like to join the team, please fill out an application form on our Tumblr or contact me at notafeeling.social@gmail.com. As Sanders Story Podcasts will have multiple tales, you can also apply to become a voice actor for future stories. There's an Angel Demon Moxiety story in the works, and the bare bones of a detective storyline. Thank you for listening to this episode of Sanders School of Fear, and remember, if it's in the guidelines, then it must be true.